New feature of Film for Thought. We're going to debut two questions for each film. First question for Criminal is, why Kevin Costner? What's Kevin Costner been doing that he thinks he can play a hardened war criminal or criminal of some kind who's got like a manticle chained around his neck as the movie opens? What is going on there? Is this like a Batman situation? This is not anything of this earth. Why is Kevin Costner cast as the Frankenstein to Ryan Reynolds? and that's a question. The second question is, why Frankenstein? What's going on with Frankenstein? As we know, Frankenstein's monster was created by Dr. Frankenstein by piecing together different parts of different bodies. And Frankenstein then need to learn a conscience. So really, the movie Criminal is Frankenstein, as written by Mary Shelley, one of the great Gothic novels in history, one of the great novels written by a woman at a time when women weren't really allowed to write. So here, Ryan Reynolds plays a person who dies and then becomes brain implanted by Tommy Lee Jones into Kevin Costner, with Gary Oldman watching. So it's really funny. They got Gary Oldman, who was already in Dracula with Coppola, and now he's in this weird Frankenstein mashup. It's not a good movie, I'm not going to lie. But what does it say about Frankenstein? That he needs to learn a heart? Here, Frankenstein has a daughter already and really it's the Ryan Reynolds' character that starts to be awakened, if that's a word, awakened, in Kevin Costner's character. But it's hard to imagine Kevin Costner as this sort of criminal who's just, you know, sociopathically, like, robbing people, and he beats up a bunch of thugs and takes her van, and it looks more like Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Kevin Costner, than this weird war criminal, terrorist Kevin Costner. So even the movie itself isn't sure whether to paint him in a good light or a bad light. But there's some definitely uncomfortable violence. There's a part where he sort of ties up his own wife, if he is indeed Ryan Reynolds, and then he's sort of flashbacking to intimate sexual moments they had. But then the whole scene is very rapey and uncomfortable. And the director, Ariel Vroman, has a strange IMDb. Directed The Iceman, Danica, not a lot going on here. The Iceman was a good movie about a contract killer played by Michael Shannon, who is just incredible, everything he's in. It's unclear why all of these sort of old A-listers showed up, Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Oldman, Kevin Costner, and also how they were able to attract Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot, who was Giselle from the Fast and Furious movies. So good casting and a strange sort of science fiction-y, thriller-y Frankenstein monster. It's just a mess. I know that it's been getting some decent reviews, and I guess people are really desperate to see a half-decent sort of crime slash Frankenstein movie. So perhaps the moral of this story is that Frankenstein's relevance is true for no matter how bad the rest of the source material is, and that basically Gary Oldman can be in anything and he classes up the joint, whereas Kevin Costner, maybe the opposite is true.